Hocam.
Martha.
Hasn't come on yet, but I just got all myself.
Okay. I'm going to go mute for a little bit.
Okay. Randala. He hasn't come on.
Okay.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Let us begin.
Okay.
We're in Parsha Lech Lecha, section 22. And I believe we're starting at verse 199.
That's what I have.
Okay. Well, I'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud Kut Shabarishu Ishkite Bid Hilu Urhimud Hilud Hilu Urhimud. Liakda Lashem Yudhe Bavate, the Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vahino Amadunai Elohim Lalena Maseya Deinu Kunene Alena Maseya Deinu Kunenehu. Devar Acher Kitapuach, Vahikse Hayar, Avraham Dedame Leya Latapua Tesalek Rehin Bid Rishim Bim Hem Nuta Shilema Mata al kol b'nei d'rei, d'rei d'areya, v'it reshim, chad le'ela, v'it reshim, chad le'tata, v'ikti v'echad haya Avraham. The translation. There is another explanation of the verse. As the apple tree among the trees of the forest, is that the words refer to Abraham, who was like a fragrant apple tree, and was distinguished from others of his generation by his complete faith. And he became distinguished as one above, as one both above and below, as it is written. Abraham was one. My commentary is that the pasuk is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, it's clear.
It is clear.
I would think it's quite a compliment when the metaphor could fit a human being as well as Hashem. I feel like that's quite a compliment to Abraham.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Abraham was one. Is that letting us know that because of what he did in uniting his Shekinah with Sarah and Penn and himself, that made a good threefold unity?
Yes. Yes. If you take a look at the Aramaic, let's see what words they're using.
It did use a chod, so I knew it had to do with unity. There were, again, several words, you know, kitav is written, and of course, Abraham, and was, hayah. I'm seeing more and more Aramaic words these days, so. And in the
whenever they quote a verse from the Tanakh, they're using Hebrew. Except for Daniel and certain parts of Job, the book of the Tanakh is written in Hebrew, not Aramaic. So, but it's good that you're seeing that. And whenever they spell the names, they do that in Hebrew, not Aramaic. I mean, it's the same, but we're used to seeing the Hebrew from reading the Tanakh, so.
Right.
This verse from Ezekiel, we're only getting part of the verse, so we would really need to look at the whole verse to have a clear understanding of what the oneness represents, what one represents, echad. But it's really saying, because Abraham has complete faith, and remember, the faith relates to Yesod. So it's indicating a relationship with Zeranpin and Malchut, and unifying all of Zeranpin, all the six levels. Does anybody else have any questions, or I'll go on to the next verse? Pasuk 200. Mata. I'm sorry?
My eyes just hit on the English in the first sentence is, why was he one? So we're going to get the answer really quick.
Okay. Ma ta ma hawa echad ila hawa achara Yal ma di salek lim hem nuta Yuku jabarichu Bari yuhu amar lo rabi cheskia Vahakiti v'et ha-nefesh Asher asu baharan Amar lo ad ka'an Inun lahawo Tadargin ilain Itatar beho Avraham. The translation. He asks, why was he one? And he says, because there was no other than in the world who had elevated himself by the faith in the Holy One, blessed be he, besides him. Rabbi Chizkia said to him, but it is written, and the souls that they had made in Haran, which means that Abraham brought men and Sarah brought women to be converted. So there were people with faith in the Holy One, blessed be he, besides him. And he told him, nevertheless, they did not reach the supernal graves with which Abraham was adorned. And my commentary is, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
No, actually, I feel like it's more clear than even the first one was, the one above. Because we got a good definition.
But what it's really telling you, that without saying it in words, is Abraham was the highest soul in the world at that time.
Just as Noah was in his time, even though he didn't reach the level that Abraham did, it would be said that he was the highest soul at that time in his generation.
That's correct. Except it does never say that Abraham is a Sadiq. Noah is called a Sadiq. The reason that Abraham is not called a Sadiq, anybody want to take a guess?
Why he's not called a Sadiq?
The Torah never calls Abraham a Sadiq.
I know. I realize that. Patriarch. Parts of theme. But.
Right. But never Sadiq. And the answer is, Chesed is above Yesod. When someone is righteous, when someone is a Sadiq, they're at the level of Yesod. But Abraham rose to the level of Chesed. So to call Abraham a Sadiq would be a diminishment of his level.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a new thought. Good one. A new fact.
Yes, it is.
A new revelation.
I do try and bring things new into these clearly
right.
Written pasuk. Because it asks you to stretch asks you to ask these questions. So, verse 201. Levatar amarlo tu shimana bila ikre Abraham echad ad leistalek v'yitzhak v'yakov k'wan deistalak v'yitzhak v'yakov v'chalo kalho t'lachon avahan v'alma k'den ikre Abraham echad u'den hu tapuah v'alma Rashim Mikal Bene Alma Amar Leya Leya Shapir Kamart. The translation. Later he said to him, I have also heard that Abraham was not referred to as one until he became united with Isaac and Jacob. Only after he became associated with Isaac and Jacob, and the three were the fathers of the world, was Abraham named one. This means that only after he combined all three columns to one was he named one. And then he was called the apple tree of the world, which was distinguished by its three colors, white, red, and green, which allude to the three columns. Thus he was distinguished and different from all the people of his generation. He said to him, well said. My commentary. This verse is also clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, I'm thinking a person. Well, I don't know how to word this, but in a different situation, you would again miss the step he wrote. So then he could also be said he was one when he had his children. Which is what it's saying. Yeah.
Well, it's saying that, but it's not saying that. It's saying that there's chesed, but chesed isn't one until it combines with Gevurah, and that means it becomes Tiferet. So until Isaac comes into the world and establishes the relationship with Abraham, so that Chesed and Gevurah are in balance, and then it has to wait until Jacob comes into the world and accomplishes his tikkun, so that the three patriarchs are really representing the three sephirot, and there is no unity unless you have the three.
Mm-hmm.
Because the number one, when it becomes two, is not perfected. It only becomes perfected when it becomes three, when the third day combines the first two. One and two must combine to become three, otherwise there's no perfection. There's no unity.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Abraham and Yitzhak, the two together, cannot be called one. Because you're never sure which is the superior, which is in control. It's only when they combined into the central column that you have a clear understanding of who's in control.
Mm-hmm. The white here represents Hesed, the red represents Keturah, and the green represents Tiferet.
You ask me why are the colors the way they are?
No, I'm just asking you if that's what the colors represent.
Yes. White represents the right column, which is Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Red represents the left column, which is Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
And green represents the central column, which is Jacob. And then I have to ask you, what color is Israel?
What color is Israel? The people or the land?
Is Israel higher than Jacob or lower?
I don't know. I want to say Malkut, but I also want to say Keter. So.
Well, it wouldn't be Keter.
It would be Lachman.
It would be Dot. It would be Dot if it's higher. But
okay.
As we know, Dot is not a complete Sephirah,
right.
So we struggle with that. So, but we don't have the time in this class to go into what Dot is.
Mm-hmm.
But for Tiferet, it must elevate to the world that is coming, which is Bina.
Mm-hmm.
But Bina is the left column. And Tiferet is the central column. So how does it get to Bina? It must go through Dot. But what color is Dot? It's central column. But if Dot isn't the Sephirah, and we're staying in the central column, it becomes Keter. And what color is Keter? Malchut is blue. Is Malchut is the color Tehelet.
Right.
And Keter is purple, the royal purple.
Right, okay. I knew that at one time, I've just forgotten.
As we approach the Shabbat of Zachor, the Shabbat of memory, Pasuk 202. Davar acher b'tapuach ba'atzei ha'yar daku shabarichu ken dodi daku shabarichu b'tzilo daku shabarichu t'imati v'yashavti Yo Madi Kale Kucha Barichu Altura de Sinai the Kabilu Israel O Raita the Amaru Na Sevenishma. The translation. A different explanation of the verse, as the apple tree among the trees of the forest, is that it refers to the Holy One, blessed be He, the right column. So is my beloved refers to the Holy One, blessed be He, the left column. And under His shadow refers to the Holy One, blessed be He, the central column. I sat down with great delight, refers to the day on which the Holy One, blessed be He, appeared on Mount Sinai, and Israel received the gift of the Torah and said, will we do and will we obey? Then the Shekhinah said, I sat down with great delight. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the world is still, this pasuk is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I think we've learned before that at Mount Sinai, the people were at one. It's just after the day. Went to the golden calf. But at that time, they were in unity.
Yes. But who are they? Was Abraham there at Mount Sinai?
Yes, we were too.
We were also, correct. So who are they at Mount Sinai? Who becomes one at Mount Sinai before the golden calf?
The 600,000 souls.
More. The 600,000 and all of the souls who will join through conversion. Were they included in the 600,000? We're told yes. We're out of time. Should we come back to this one tomorrow or
I was just going to say at Shavuot, it's always the thought, you know, that we were there and we really had reached the point of immortality, and it comes around every year, which I think helps us to be certain, you know, to have certainty.
Yes, but you're breaking up, so I'm not hearing the whole verse, the whole sentence you're saying.
Okay, well.
So we'll probably start tomorrow with 202.
That's my phone. It looks like a robocall.
Shalom to all.
Okay, shalom and thank you.
I'm reminding you that there's tomorrow night is the 7th of Adar, so we will have a study for Moshe. Shalom to all.
Shalom.